This has been Wild Passion, Wilder Irish Book 1, written by Mary Carr, narrated by Kylie Stewart, copyright 2017 by Mary Carr, production copyright 2018 by Mary Carr. Prologue. Tell me the story again, Pop-Pop, the one about my name. Patrick smiled at the dark-haired child, his beloved granddaughter.
Ugh, you've heard that story a thousand times, my sweet. Wouldn't you rather hear me sing?
The little girl giggled and shook her head emphatically. It had become a running joke between Patrick and Caitlin that she considered his singing voice very poor.
Are you sure? He teased. You don't want to hear my Irish lullaby?
He started to sing, only getting as far as Tu Ralu when she covered her ears.
No, the story about me.
Patrick's daughter Kira had given him the what for the first time he told Caitlin the old folk tale, insisting that it was a bit too heavy for a 4-year-old. Regardless, Caitlin loved the tale and had since asked to hear it countless times.
Fine, fine. But first, let's get you under the covers.
He was babysitting his young grandchildren while Kira and Will went out for the evening. They'd had a rare chance for a date night, something that didn't come along often now that they had 2 wee ones at home. Caitlin's baby brother Lachlan was already fast asleep in his crib, and given the sleepy look in her eyes, Caitlin wouldn't last much longer either. Caitlin snuggled beneath her Beauty and the Beast comforter, the beautiful princess in a bright yellow dress, dancing in the arms of the Beast. Earlier in the evening, Patrick had spun Caitlin around in the same manner, as she insisted he play the Beast. Apart from the muted glow coming from the bedside lamp, the only other light in the room was produced from the small aquarium on top of Caitlin's dresser. A bright blue fish swam around in the tiny tank. It wasn't unusual for a child growing up in Baltimore to become enamored of fish, considering the fine aquarium the city held.
"Well, as you know," Patrick began, "your name is actually a nickname for Kathleen. And oh, wasn't she a bonny woman in this story? There came such a time that 2 evil men appeared in Ireland. They were on a mission from the devil."
Caitlin's eyes grew wide at this point in the story, as they always did. The young girl was a sucker for a scary story.
"The devil is bad."
"Indeed he is. And at the time there was a famine. What did I tell you a famine was?"
"Everybody was hungry because there wasn't any macaroni and cheese, or chicken nuggets."
Patrick nodded and grinned. She was a bright little thing, who couldn't conceive of a world that didn't contain Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?